Something very painful was going on in Harry's mind. As Hagrid's story came to a close, he saw again the blinding flash of green light, more clearly than he had ever remembered it before, and he remembered something else, for the first time in his life, a high, cold, cruel laugh. Hagrid was watching him sadly.
"Took you from the ruined house myself, on Dumbledore's orders. Brought you to this lot."
"Load of old tosh," said Uncle Vernon.
Harry jumped. He had almost forgotten that the Dursleys were there. Uncle Vernon certainly seemed to have got back his courage. He was glaring at Hagrid and his fists were clenched.
"Now you listen here, boy," he snarled. "I accept there's something strange about you. Probably nothing a good beating wouldn't have cured. And as for all this about your parents, well, they were weirdos, no denying it. And the world's better off without them, in my opinion. Ask for all they got, getting mixed up with these wizarding types. Just what I expected. Always knew they'd come to a sticky end."
But at that moment, Hagrid leapt from the sofa and drew a battered pink umbrella from inside his coat. Pointing this at Uncle Vernon like a sword, he said,
"I'm warning you, Dursley. I'm warning you. One more word."
In danger of being speared on the end of an umbrella by a bearded giant, Uncle Vernon's courage failed again. He flattened himself against the wall and fell silent.
"That's better,"
said Hagrid, breathing heavily and sitting back down on the sofa, which this time sagged right down to the floor. Harry, meanwhile, still had questions to ask, hundreds of them. "But what happened to you-know-who?
"Good question, Harry. Disappeared. Vanished. Same night he tried to kill you. Makes you even more famous. That's the biggest mystery, you see. He was getting more and more powerful. Why'd he go? Some say he died. Codswallop, in my opinion. Don't know if he had enough human left in him to die. Some say he's still out there, biding his time, like. But I don't believe it. People who was on his side came back to ours. Some of them came out of kind of trances. Don't reckon they could have done if he was coming back. Most of us reckoned he's still out there somewhere, but lost his powers. Too weak to carry on. 'Cause something about you finished him, Harry. There was something going on that night he hadn't counted on. I don't know what it was. No one does. But something about you stumped him all right.